点拖住。
The chairs up here, so I don't, you know, just in case, I have vertigo right now, and so I hope that you can stay for me, so that I don't fall over while I'm translating.
请打开今天的经文，《哥林多前书》第八章。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
这段经文我们第一节到第六节呢，我会中文念，然后第七节到十三节，我请 Mary 用英文来念。
We will be reading from the pulpit verses 1 through 6 in Mandarin, and then 7 through 13 in English.
哥林多前书第八章，这是我们今年主要的经文。如果你是慕道朋友的话呢，你都不知道在哪儿，就请你翻到第一页啊，翻到第一页，圣经第一页有目录，然后你总会找到圣经的经文在哪里。
So if you're not familiar with the Bible, please turn to the very beginning of the Bible where the table of contents is.
哥林多前书八章一节，圣灵借着保罗这样说：论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。若有人以为自己知道什么，就按他所当知道的，他人是不知道。若人爱上帝，这人乃是上帝所知道的。论到吃祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道上帝只有一位，没有别的神。虽然有称为神的，或在天或在地，就如那许多的神许多的主，然而我们只有一位上帝，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
But not everyone knows this. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol. And since their conscience is weak, it is defiled.But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you who have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother whom Christ has died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against your brother in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat again, meat again, so that I will not cause him to fall.
我们一同来祷告。
主，
我们谢谢你用这段经文提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you for reminding us with these verses.
我们知道这一切的目的，无论是知识还是全能，都是为了造就人，为了爱的缘故。
That we know that whether it is knowledge or privilege,that it has been given to us for the sake of love.
给我们能力，甘心乐意放弃我们的特权，包括我们的自由。
Give us the willingness and the ability and the strength to give up the things that have been given to us freely, including our freedom.
好，让我明白这一切的恩赐都是让我们为你永恒的旨意，就是爱的缘故。
So that we know that all of these gifts have been given us by love.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
请问一个教会是否健康？用什么样的方式来测试
？So by what, by how do we measure the healthiness of a church?
你们都考试惯了，请问这样的问题是真的
？And so you know, we measure the success of things in various manners in our lives.
比方说，我们刚刚念了尼西亚的信经，来表明我们是正统的信仰。
You know, before the Lord's Supper, we recited the Nicene Creed together.To proclaim that our church is holding on to an orthodox faith.
从三一的真神一直到人的得救，整个的教会、阴间、复活等等。
And we went through the doctrines of the Trinity about salvation, about the death and resurrection, and so on and so forth.
这是一个层面。
That's one level.
但另一个层面呢，我们可以用说检视这一群人，这个个别的人。他们生活的每一个层面是否活出跟他们信靠的上帝和救赎他们主的目的相一致
？On the other hand, it's not enough to just have knowledge, but we need to look at whether or not people have lived out the things that they know in their head.
从第二个方面来可以看说， 我们要简单的可以问说，他们究竟是不是尽心尽意爱上帝？其实二人如己。
So that we can look into their lives to see if they truly love God with all of their being and if they love their fellow man as they do themselves.
换句话说，一个教会成员，一个整体教会是否健康，我们可以问他的健康程度跟他们的信仰教义，就是正信，和他们内在的生命这个情感和外在的人生这种正信是否相互一致。
So the health of a church, we look at not just the right beliefs, but the right feel, the right actions and the right passions.
换句话说，当他们的正信、正情和正行越和谐越一致的时候，这个教会就越健康。
So the more consistent a person's inner and outer life is, then the more healthy the church that they belong to is.
同意吗？
Do you agree with that?
正是这样。当然，我们和谐用多了，在中国叫你说和谐，坐火车也是和谐号，坐飞机也要提到和谐。
The Eastern philosophy is very big on harmony, to such a degree that we even name our airlines and our plane, our train lines.
现在去中国。
And I've never been to China, so you'll have to take his word for it.
但是其实呢，我们今天的经文哈。正是从这种看上去不太大的这种祭偶像之物吃与不吃的这种献给其他神明的这个肉的问题中来体现我们彼此相爱的，是一个释经石。
So as we look at these verses, the matter that Paul discusses on eating food given to idols, it doesn't seem very relevant for us today, but what we can take away from it is how we are to love one another.
真的，我们在这种今天人很难想象我们吃的东西是进过寺庙的。
So in these days, we probably would never run into this problem.
但是我们会回到古代来看，究竟这段时间保罗教导当年的哥林多教会如何要在爱中体现耶稣基督门徒的这种群体生活的时候，保证他们的正信能够实践在他们的正情和正行中。
But as we look back in time to see the situation in which the people of Corinth were in.And we can see how Paul uses this specific instance to generalize how we are to think, live, and act in front of one another.
换句话说，你需要跟我一块儿坐这个时间的快车，回到格林多的时候，寺庙林立的时候。
So as we go back and we look at the environment that the Corinthians were in, that they were surrounded by the temples of false gods.
当我们明白当时的情景的时候，我们就容易把握这段时的实质，好让我们能够预备我们今天，在我们的良心上，在我们的知识上，在我们的爱心上，来实现这个救护、爱护软弱者的这样的一个生命实践。
And so, as we understand what it was like for them.Then we can know that how we are to live so that our knowledge, our conscience, and our actions are consistent with one another.
的确，我们活在2013年，对不对？2000年过去了，
it,
几乎2000年过去了。
We are almost 2,000 years removed.
有很多的变化。
Discussed in the
但是从本质上，同样一位上帝，同样的人，同样的世界。
That.Though there have been many changes, we know we serve the same God. We live among the same people in the same kind of world.
这是你们为什么今天坐在这儿听我解释这个两千年以前写的东西，是吗？
And that's why.
不然你们早回家了。
That's why you're sitting here listening to me talking about things that happened in the past. Otherwise, why would you be here?
格林多教会有很多问题。
The Church of Corinth, we know, was very problematic.
我们从今天一开始讲到说，保罗怎么样紧紧抓住这个福音。就是耶稣基督复活和死的这个事情的本质。
And so Paul, using the core doctrine of Jesus' death and resurrection,
他不断的会说，我不知道别的，只知道基督和并他钉十字架，对吧
？And so he repeated over and over again, I know nothing except Christ and Him crucified.
他来处理一系列哥林多教会的问题。
And he used that central tenet to deal with all of the problems of the Corinthian church.
比如说处理他们分党的问题，结党的问题。
Because we know that they liked to split themselves into cliques.
处理他们圣洁生活的问题。
They did not live a life of holiness.
打官司的问题。
They even sued each other in the courts.
当复活节圣诞节来的时候，我们特别回到整个哥林多前书的高峰第十五章来看死和复活和升天，以及将来我们有复活的身体是如此的荣耀和盼望。
And so, you know, over Easter we looked at 1 Corinthians 15 about the doctrine of the resurrection, how that is the most important doctrine of the Christian.
我特别希望你们今天有爱心，它是一个软弱的肢体，它不能像过去一样按照我的快速的这个炸弹一样的速度，子弹一样的速度来讲，但是你们要有爱心的听他来翻译。
So I hope today that you listen patiently, so and that I'm you know not as quick to the an uptake as I am.
因为五到八月是爱的季节，爱上帝，爱人如己，不是吗
？Because the theme of this particular these months is love God and love your neighbor.
我们从那个爱的高峰十三章爱的篇章开始，一直从这高峰往下流。
So starting from the most important verses of 1 Corinthians, the hymn to love.
终于流到了处理偶像吃东西的问题。
So we see how we use that generality to treat the specific problem.
所以你应该期待保罗用同样的方式，就是说它的本质是一样，但是显然有不同的侧重点来解决他们中间关于吃与不吃的问题。
And so we see how Paul uses those generalities to deal with the specific nature of this problem.
他要教导那些有知识、有信心强的人，来体恤和爱护在知识和良心上软弱的弟兄姐妹。
So he uses this to teach how those who are strong in knowledge and strong in will to be thoughtful of those who are weak in conscience.
跟我们平常不太一样，我们平常都是说，爸爸说你来跟我走，往前走。他现在是说，有能力、有爱心的人先回过来，要眷顾那些在后面的人。
And so, you know, the way we often deal with people who may fall behind is that, you know, we try to encourage them to keep up with us.
换句话说
，But what Paul says is that we are to be considerate of their weaknesses.
换句话说，保罗现在说快跑跟随主的方式是慢下来。
And so, what Paul is saying here is that.The best way to following God's footsteps is to slow down a little.
当年哥林多教会对待偶像之物的这个风波究竟是什么问题
？So what exactly was the issue with food offered to idols?
比我们大多数人今天要想的复杂一些。
It was a little bit more complicated than maybe what we imagined.
在第一世纪的古希腊的社会里头，是一个多神论的宗教社会，对不对
？The society of the first century in the Roman Empire those days was polytheistic.
哲学跟宗教关系都很近的。
And you know whether that be religious or philosophical, they believed in multiple gods.
到了生活的实践，就联系更紧了。
And this belief.Pervaded every aspect of society.
多数的食品哈，不像今天这么多肉可吃哈。那个时候吃肉并不多的，所以换句话说，你那时候吃的肉哈，几乎都跟各种各样宗教的礼仪敬拜。
In those days, if you wanted to eat meat, it had to have been meat that was served first to the idols.And those of you who have been from China, you know that all of the big feasts are very closely tied into the major holidays or you know the major feast days. Why during the Chinese New Year do you post words on the sides of your doors? That's to chase away bad luck.So whether it was the major holidays or any kind of large social gathering, it was closely tied with the rituals of idol worship. And then they would eat together.
那个，所以你可以看到说，在这里头，难怪你们都有点像 睡着的样子，我是因为听不见我在说什么。你知道中国的鞭炮干什么？现在只是经常响。
Do you know why in China they always set off fireworks at every occasion?
无论是死人、结婚、开店、关门，还是所有的什么事情，都会放很响的鞭炮。
And you know, if you've ever seen any scene from China, whether it is be at a funeral or at a wedding, at the opening of a store, or any such occasion, there would be those little fireworks going off.
这个吃东西的希腊的时候也是这样的。
And so that
一定跟他的习俗、宗教有关的。
And so, in a similar manner, the peoples of the ancient world were in the habit of offering their food to the idols before they ate it.
所以这种风气是越到民间越世俗或者越迷信的地方呢就越盛行。
And so the more, you know, and this was especially prevalent in those areas where the superstition was high.
所以当你成为基督徒上，如果你不吃献祭献过偶像的这个肉呢，你基本上可能就跟这个世界或者跟社会有相当程度的隔绝。
So if you know, as a Christian, you decide,
在当时哈。
As a Christian, if you decide not to eat the meat given to idols, then you've effectively cut yourself off from society.
好，我讲这么多干嘛？就是说，吃不吃肉不是个小问题，是他们经常碰到的问题。
So this was not a minor problem. This was something that affected every day of their lives.
所以在这样的一件事情上，说保罗就在提醒他们说，这个问题教会应该怎么处理。
And so Paul wrote the Corinthians to tell them how they are to treat this problem.
因为信徒都是各抒己见，有人认为偶像不算什么，的确是，他说酒肉穿肠过，基督心中留。
And
这是我的版本哈。
And so you know, the Corinthians were split in their opinion. Some people thought, well, you know, food is food. It just passes through your digestive system, and that's it.
那还有一些人说，不，其实呢。当你吃喝过可能献给偶像的这些违祭的食物的时候，等于参与了偶像敬拜，在良心上犯了罪，因此就冒犯了独一的神和救他们的耶稣基督。
But some people believe that if the food had passed in front of an idol, then you're effectively participating in the worship of the idol, and that was and their conscience couldn't take it.
换句话说，有两个极端，一个是说 ，OK， 你在庙里吃也没关系，反正酒肉穿肠过；还一个呢是说什么？只要你像这个祭个敬物的话，已经是什么做了咒语了。你吃了以后呢，你就中毒了，中了属灵的毒了。
And so there were two extremes of opinion going on in the Corinthian church. One party said it's fine to eat food offered to idols, even if you were eating in the temple itself. And the other party said that any meat that had passed in front of the idol had already been tainted, no matter where you get it.
是为了处理这个吃不吃肉的问题，因为是个常见重要的问题，保罗在三个核心的概念上来撬掉来应用。
And so in answering how they are to deal with this matter, Paul used three central ideas.
知识就是偶像不算什么，只有上帝和他的基督为主。
First is the knowledge that the idols are nothing. It is only Christ who is Lord.
第二个是爱心。
Second is love.
要爱上帝和爱耶稣所爱的人必须是优先的。
That you are to love the Lord and love those whom He loves as a priority.
最后是良心，弱者的良心和强者的自由之间应该如何来处理
？And third is conscience, how the conscience and freedom are to interact with each other.
换句话说，我在接下来时间要从两个方面来解释保罗怎么说的，应用保罗怎么讲的。
And so to apply Paul's teaching to the modern day.
就是知识与爱心的问题，自由与良心的问题。
That the when knowledge and love and conflict with each other, and when conscience and freedom conflict with each other.
换句话说，我们不仅要放下所谓的神学正确，去爱惜你的弟兄姐妹。
That first, that we are to put aside the theological correctness and to love those brothers and sisters.
甚至作为一个基督的门徒，跟随主的时候，还要学习放弃自由的权利，免得绊倒弱的肢体。
That we are to set aside our rights, our freedoms, so that we do not offend those who are weaker than we are.
什么叫放下正确的？什么叫放下神学正确
？So what does that mean to set aside our theological correctness?
你知道我们有的时候经常碰到一些问题，家中的问题和挣扎的问题，有一个人就说：“哎呀，我为你祷告吧。” 当然是对的，这是很对的。
So, you know, many times our response to hearing people's problems is, oh, I'll pray for you. Okay, that's fine.
但是很多的时候，我们把这个就变成一个什么神学正确的口号，这样说总没有错，牧师也会批准，圣经也是教导我们。
That, but we kind of turn that into a pat answer, you know, because there's nothing wrong with it, and it's allowed by the Bible and the pastor.
但保罗先生这样来处理，他说，首先不否认知识的重要性，他说只有一位真神，只有一位救主。
Well, Paul himself, he does not say that it is wrong to have the knowledge, because we know that there is only one God.
当我们念到第四节到第六节之间，他就强调偶像不算什么，上帝只有一位，其他的都不算什么。最后他说到说，只有一位上帝创造万有的，同时只有一位耶稣基督，万有都靠他维系，都靠他来拯救。
Because, you know, Paul says here that there is only one God and there is only one Christ and all things belong to him.
知识重要不重要？重要。
Is it important to have knowledge? Yes.
一切的真知识都是源于这位自由拥有上帝的启示，透过他特别的启示，就是圣经，还有他创造和历史的启示，我们来知道这个宇宙中间只有一位上帝。
And because we know that he is the one who created all things and who rules all things.
罗马书第一章就这样说的，对不对？
And Romans 1 opens with that.
所以上帝不愿意他造的人活在无知中。
So we know that God does not want his people to live in
ignorance. 上帝不是一个愚民政策的一个独裁。
God is not a dictator who wants to rule over ignorant peoples.
当保罗说我们知道偶像在世上不算什么的时候，没有别的神，他不是在否认什么其他灵界的存在。
And Paul here is not also disavowing the existence of the supernatural world here.
鬼魔不存在，他不是说的意思。
That's not what he means.
不然他就不会来引用《生命记》这第十章第一次提到说万神之神，万主之主。
Otherwise, he would not be, you know, quoting from the Old Testament and claiming that God is the ruler of all things.
他要强调的是一点，说这个看得见的物质世界和看不见的属灵世界都是上帝亲自创造和全权管理的，这是他的关键点。
The point that he's emphasizing here is that the visible physical world and the unseen spiritual realm are all created and ruled by God.
在生命记第十章十四节说，看哪，天上的天，天和天上的天，地和地上所有的，都属耶和华你的上帝。
And so Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14 says, the heavens and all the heavens and the earth and all that is in it all belong to your God.
这是保罗引用这些经文的出处。换句话说，在一切人类的知识中，首要的知识一定是对上帝的认识。
And so the most important thing we must know and all is the basis of all knowledge is that God is in charge.
无论你做什么，如果这个知识错了，你所有的问题都出来了。
If you get this one point wrong, then everything else in your life will go wrong.
你想想你的生活，我们在这个世界上是无常的。
Because we live in a world that is always changing.
昨天 Korean airplane 在这个 San Francisco 降落的时候就 crash。
And you know if you know the news yesterday, a plane crashed in San Francisco.
当这种事情发生的时候，经过从上海起飞，经过汉城啊，首尔，然后到 San Francisco.
And so it had taken off in Shanghai. It passed through Seoul and then it crashed.
如果你是像我经常飞的这种人，你心中一定会担心害怕，对不对？
And if you're like me who takes a lot of plane flights, then you'll get nervous every time.
当这一切的不确定性出现的时候，包括这些无神论，你知道他们怎么想？都变得很神叨叨的，对不对？
So, you know, when you have situations like these, even the so-called atheists, they get very nervous, don't they?
他们决定到底做这个。那个 Facebook 的那个总裁的太太，最后一分钟上了 United， 所以他非常的感恩，说哇，我上 United 对了，提前二十分钟到。同样起飞的时间。
And so, you know, we hear people react to this.And the wife of the Facebook CEO, you know, she said, "Thank goodness that I chose a different airline, or else I would have been on that plane."
换句话说，保罗在向当时的人和我们现在的人说，解读唯一真神的神观是什么？万有都本于他，依靠他，也归于他。罗马书。
But back to Paul. Paul says, you know, all things are of him and to him and belong to him.
然而保罗这里很有意思，把旧约中的这个主只能给耶和华的称号给了谁啊？请问，给了基督，
and,
给了从死里复活的上帝的儿子。
And Paul attributes the characteristics that was only given to God in the Old Testament, and he gave them to Jesus Christ.
换句话说，他把耶稣作为上帝。
In other words, Jesus Christ is God.
他这里提到万有的借着他有的，这啥意思？
So when he says that all things were created through him, what does that mean?
跟后面第八节有关的是耶稣基督的救赎。他不光强调耶稣跟父神一同的起初创造，维系万有。
So this is not just talking about the creation and the sustaining of all creation, but also of the redemption of all creation.
对，他特别强调耶稣是那个再造唯一的救赎主。
And so he emphasizes that Jesus Christ is that one and only who recreated all of things.
从这个意义上说，其他的人不是其他的神灵，不是创造主，也不是什么救赎主。天上地下没有赐下别的名可以得救的。
So we know that the other false gods, not only are they not the creator, they are also not the redeemer. There's no other name given that by which we can be saved.
偶像在世上算不得什么的意思就是说，他们没有权柄，没有能力。
So the idols are nothing because they have no authority, no power.
这是很重要的。比如说，我们跟这个所谓一在宗教的对话里面。
So this is a very important point to know, especially in apologetics.
因为我们是一个多神论的国家，美国，然后同时也有一神论在这里。
Because we know that America is also a polytheistic society.
犹太教跟伊斯兰教跟基督教近了很多，如果跟其他的多神论来比。
And we know that of the you know, different religions that Islam and Judaism is very close to ours.
但是就这段经文来说，我们能不能说犹太教和伊斯兰教的上帝论跟我们是一样的？
Can we say that they worship the same God that we do?
Yeah, 是不是的？对，说得很好。因为整本的圣经表明，圣父、圣子、圣灵三而一的上帝，不光在本质上相同，他们同尊、同荣、同权，而在整个的创造、维系和审判、救赎上。他们都有一个共同的旨意，一个目标，一个计划。
We cannot say that they do because we believe in a God who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are equal in glory and honor, and who share the plan for the universe.
真知识好不好？当然好。
And so this knowledge, of course, is beneficial to us.
但是保罗这里突然提到说，没有爱心，这个知识不仅无用，而且有什么？有害。
But Paul raises another point that if we only had this knowledge without love, then this knowledge is not only not beneficial to us, but harmful.
是为什么我前面说要放下神学正确，不是放弃正确的神学。
So we have to set aside our correctness, not that we reject the orthodox belief.
不仅要有正信，而且要正情和什么正行。
Because it is important not just to have the right beliefs, but to have the right passions and the right actions.
为什么这里不断提到说被上帝认识的人？他说这些人知道，你知道不少，然后实际还不知道。保罗为什么用这个词倒来倒去
？So why was in those verses did Paul go back and forth on the word knowledge？
回到第一节，他说：“论到偶像之，我们晓得我们都有知识，但是知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。”
So on the matter of food offered to idols, we all have knowledge, but knowledge puffs people up, whereas love builds.
你看不同的解经书，包括加尔文这里有一个很好的注释。
So there are many commentaries that expound on this verse, and one of whom is Calvin.
他说，因此我们必须建立这个原则，就是知识本身是好的。
We must therefore lay down as a settled principle that knowledge is good in itself.
但是唯有敬虔才是知识的基础。
But as piety, its only foundation.
那记得我写过一篇文章，就是专门讲加尔文的敬虔观，对不对？哦，对不起，你们可能忘了。
I don't know if you remember. I wrote an article about John Calvin.
因为他这里头，我 quote 他一句话，他说：“真的敬虔包括两方面的诚实和情操。”
That true worship of God has two.
Godliness.
True godliness has two aspects, and that is the truth and true knowledge and true passion.
他说：“爱上帝如同阿爸父。”敬畏他如全权的主。
That we love God as a father, but we also fear him as the all-powerful.
唯有爱心能造就人，一个爱上帝的人一定是爱人如己的人，只有爱能够产生什么永久性的影响。
Only love builds up, because we know that one who loves God then is one who loves the, his neighbor as himself. And this is a love that has eternal consequences.
为此保罗对下面对知识和认知做了一个界定。
And so Paul, he sets down some guidelines about, you know, knowledge.
二三节他说了，若有人以为他知道什么，自己知道什么，按他所知道的乃是不知道。若有人爱上帝，这人乃是被上帝所知道的，不是他自己所知道。
And so, you know, if someone thinks that he knows anything, according to what he thinks he knows, he actually is still ignorant. But if someone who loves God, then he is known by God.
你知道吧？一个人以为知道的人，只有知识的人，但是往往是什么？一知半解，往往误用他的知识。
So someone who proclaims themselves to have knowledge, they are actually often very ignorant.
一个头脑发达的人，我觉得他经常不太明白其他人在认识方面可能有缺陷，但是呢，他能够按照他知道的东西去行。
That oftentimes we only know what we know. We can't take that into understanding how other people are.
而这些以为聪明的人，往往认为他这些聪明都是自己挣来的。
And often we think of our knowledge as something belonging to ourselves.
我们刚刚前面念的，万有都是来自他创造的，万有都是归于他，而且被他所救赎的，不是吗？
But what we just read, all things belong to, were originated from God.
所以坐在下面的聪明人，你们小心了。
And so if you think yourself smart, then beware.
对，你按你所当知道的，你乃是不知道。
That even by the standards of what you think you know, you are still in ignorance.
记得我经常说嘛，你知道这么多的时候，你外面是比较小的；当你知道更多的时候，你外面更大了，对不对？这个圈放大，不知道的就更多。
Because And this is a paradox of knowledge. The more you know, the more you realize that you don't know a lot of things.
上个星期我跟大牛有一个交谈，他说我现在很多东西不敢讲了。神学上两年以后，发现我原来说这是对的，那是对的，好像这东西挺复杂的。
I was having a conversation with one of the
intern.
Our intern who's in seminary. He said, you know, the more I know, the more reluctant I am to speak with authority about anything because the more I realize I actually don't know a lot of things.
这可能是进步哈。
So maybe that's a step forward.
为何基督徒缺乏爱心呢？
So why are Christians often
知道了很多的时候？
Not, you know, they are lacking in love.
我们上个星期这个星期发了一个这个布雷克说的，他又给了七大原因，让我选几个给你说。
So that they let me tell you some of the reasons that Blake thinks.
因为你没有爱心，不读我发的东西，所以我现在念给你们听。开玩笑哈，第一，他说缺乏与上帝的交流，上帝就是爱，所以与上帝交流会使我们爱心长进。
That first we are lacking in love because we are lacking in communion with God, and God is love, so communion with God will help us grow in love.
当你这种爱一旦不断的有丰富的爱从里面出来的时候，就是永不断的。
And the more that you experience that love, the more can flow from within you.
第二，他说我们缺乏在状态缺乏一个确信，就没有注意到认识我们是在恩典下面的。
Second, that we are lacking in faith in realizing that we are living in grace.
所以我们往往是对死亡、对冷漠是屈服的。
So we often fall to death and indifference.
换句话说呢，罪占了上风，我们不敢把自己当作上帝的儿女。我们有的时候可能崇尚一些属灵不错的人，优秀的灵魂。
That we believe that sin has reigned. We don't have the courage to live a life worthy of being God's children.
所以我们有时候看到那样的人以后呢，我们不敢跟他结伴，说呀，这个人太高了，跟牧师走得远点比较保险。
So
跟长老走得更远更好。
So we often feel reluctant to walk with those who are.
我们羡慕他们的喜乐，但是我们没有能力跟他们在爱中团契。
We may admire their holiness, but we don't have the courage to be to have fellowship with them.
当然，没有爱心，还有被这个世界的情欲思想吞吃，这第三点他说。
Third, we are often consumed by the world, by the way of thinking of the world.
第五，他说什么呢？基督徒过于隐藏自己，就是不愿意把自己的光照在人前。
That next, we often hide ourselves, and we don't let our light shine before others.
所以相互之间不太来表明他们爱的，尤其我们中国人哈，只有安姐在我们教会经常会表达一些这种，或者罗玉表达这种就是令人这个鸡皮疙瘩的这种，但是他们是真的。
So, So, you know, we, as especially perhaps as Chinese people, we're not very touchy-feely with each other. And only a few of us more outgoing types are willing to display that kind of.
所以他们内心的恩典呢, 爱心没有去点燃另一群人, 所以这个火就越来越什么,越熄了。
And so we lose that kind of warmth among each other because we don't display it.
第七个他说呢, 过分地表现对自己的爱, 总想自己的事儿。
Another reason we may not show love to one another is that we are too selfish.
渴望去爱别人的时候有回报, 结果没回报就冷却了,
that we seek to be repaid in our love for others.
所以在这地方保罗没有简单地说, 若有人爱上帝, 这人就有知识。
So Paul didn't say that if someone loves God, then this person has knowledge.
却说这乃是上帝所知道的, 就是上帝所认识的。
But that it is that this person is one who God knows.
换句话说, 他说是一种由上帝发动的个别性的认识。
That this is a love that originates from God.
基督徒是什么人呢? 基督徒是被上帝所爱, 被上帝所知的人。
That a Christian is one who is loved and known by God.
自然他们就会变成一个被爱所改变的, 乐意把上帝的爱分享跟别人, 愿意把这位使他改变的上帝介绍给其他的人。
So it is only natural that they will be transformed by this love and to share this love with one another.
他盼望上帝的爱能够临到其他的人。
And it is his hope that God's love will be shared with all people, including those who do not believe.
这个对我们有改革宗信仰的人其实一个很重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us, especially us as Presbyterians.
不少的时候在教会里出问题的时候, 人之间有问题的时候, 我们经常会用什么样的方式来处理呢?
A lot of times when we have conflicts in the church, we may deal with it in a different manner.
肯定圣经读少了。
We try to fall back on, well, what does the Bible say about this?
肯定真理讲得不够清楚。
Maybe, you know, we're not clear enough in expounding the truth to one another.
我们以捍卫真理的角度来对待弟兄姐妹的一些软弱。
So we often fall back on that, you know, defending the truth.
我跟你讲讲牧师会说, 你们不要停止聚会。 这意思是什么呢? 他希望主日敬拜的人多一点,对不对?
And, you know, we say, do not give up on meeting with each other.
有可能是这个意思。
You know, because we don't want the numbers of the church to be too low on Sunday.
这是真理, 你们要遵守。
And we say, well, this is the truth, you should obey it.
但是, 如果知识中间没有爱的话, 保罗说什么? 只会产生骄傲。
But Paul says here, if we only have knowledge without love, then we will only puff ourselves up.
我们刚刚念了约翰一书。
We just read
我们这段经文不是有意安排在今天的, 不知道为什么就在今天出现。
We actually didn't plan to have this verse be for this week, but it just so happens that it is.
因为说上帝就是爱,
God is love. He was the one who loved us first.
这在讲什么呢?
一切都是恩典,
被上帝所知道, 意思说是上帝先知道你, 上帝在远处就看见你, 他先施恩给你,
that God,
把你的心思意念改变了。
God was the one who saw you first, who chose you, who gave his love to you and changed you.
所以神奥古斯丁这样解释这段经文, 他说若有人爱上帝, 保罗没有接下来说, 就表明这人知道上帝。
And Augustine adds, this did not say that if someone loves God, then this person knows God.
他说不是的, 这只是一个极其危险的假设, 只是他被上帝所知道和认识。
No, what is true is that God knows him.
他说你们认识上帝, 是上帝, 因为上帝先认识了你们。
We know God because God first knew us.
这个次序太重要。
This is a very important priority.
因为我们在前面的人都以为是我们自我发现的。
A lot of times we think that, oh, we're the ones who found God.
所以虚假知识或者错误的持有知识的人有个态度, 就是说你看, 我这个弟兄你看, 这都不知道, 拣选你都不知道, 哇,
so we often look down on other people saying, oh, you don't know this or that?
那真有真知识的人会怎么样呢?
But those who have true knowledge,
他说, 我的弟兄也是被上帝所认识的。
That my brother is one whom God knows.
因此我要爱他, 接纳他, 因为一切都是恩典。
Therefore, I should love him and accept him because it is all the grace of God.
当你有了这种被动的被认识和接受这种超然的爱, 究竟会发生什么呢?
So when we accept this love from God, what should happen?
你有了一个新的地位。
You have a new position.
你在上帝的家中, 耶稣是长兄, 然后圣灵给你, 带你进入一个新的家庭。
that the Holy Spirit will take you into a new family.
不是让你单独的。
That you, it's not you alone who are saved.
刚刚我们圣餐说这是什么？家宴。所以我们的信仰和我们的圣礼把我们连在一起，一主一信一喜，就有一位父在我们中间。
You know, why do we call the communion a family feast? Because we are brought into the salvation of the same Jesus, the same faith, the same baptism.
你知道暑期有很多的人度假，尤其是全家去度假。
We know in summer the whole family wants likes to go out on a vacation.
我们刚刚过去的这个 July 4th 有很多的人去度假，短假。
When this past July 4th, many people who went out of town.
短假的时候，爸妈妈爱做一件事，什么事呢？就是在开车的时候，希望后面不要吵架，对不对？
And of course, the most important thing when you're traveling long distances is that you know the people that everyone in the car can get along with each other.
如果地上的父母都希望家庭和谐，这个弟兄爱姐妹，弟弟爱姐姐的话。
So even if in an earthly family, the wish is for everyone in the family to get along with each other.
那么我们天上的父是怎么？
Then all the more so with our heavenly Father.
我们的主耶稣是怎么想的呢？
What does Jesus think?
你如果从这个角度来看诗篇一百三十三篇的时候，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How beautiful it is, Psalm 133 says that for brothers to dwell in harmony.
他们描述这些认识耶和华的人是被他所认识。他说，因为那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
For the blessings of the Lord are there.And that is eternal life.
换句话说，爱给我们是要什么？来造就彼此的。
Love is there for us to build each other up.
意味着我们需要操练。
And we are to have
操练这个爱。
Practice loving one another.
要不要听我昨天晚上的一个反思？
Last night I was writing this sermon.
当我看到这个韩寒的这个亚韩的飞机从上海起飞，然后这个旧金山。起飞这个到旧金山着陆的时候出事了，满载了307个人，然后尾部出事，两人死亡，对吧？最后这个受伤的人数，最后到昨天晚上我看的时候181人，也就是一半多的人是受伤了。
So you know, yesterday I heard in the news about the plane crash and how over it was a full flood of people and over half of them were seriously injured.
因为其中有141位是中国人，77韩国人，还有61名是美国人。因为从上海起飞嘛。
And so, and the majority of that flight was Chinese people, and there were some Koreans and Americans on there as well.
对，中文新闻里说有34位学生上来，有31位是安全的。我心里好像好受一点，至少只有3位不在。
And so, you know, it was reported that there were 34 students on board, but 31 of them were fine.
但昨天晚上的一个 Skype conference 让我改变我的 perspective， 有改变。
And But I was in conference with a brother overseas about this, and we talked about this.
他要回来的时候，本来差点买这个航班，他就前一天到。
And so he said, you know, I was almost on that plane.
然后我为他感恩的时候，同时我说，哎呀，我从来只想着上面的中国人，我并没有想上面有多少是主内的弟兄姐妹。
And I realized that when I first heard the news, my first reaction was, how many Chinese people were on board? Not How many brothers and sisters in Christ were on board?
千万不要误解，说我不关心中国人。
It's not that I don't care about Chinese.
我在那个瞬间意识到，我更多的是我的心态是一个华人基督徒，而不是一个基督徒华人。
I realized that I got my priorities mixed up. That it's not just I shouldn't just be concerned with my own people.
因为我们在美国的时候，我们的教会是以什么来做我们的象征标志呢？是华人教会。
You know, as a Chinese church, that's you know that's how we label ourselves.
穆玛丽如果不是因为在台湾，在那个 Twin City 的时候接触很多的中国人，她不会到这儿来的。
But we know our sister Mary. If she was not had not been in contact with so many Chinese people when she was in Taiwan, she would not be sitting here in this church with us.
同样的 ，Bates and Honest， 他们如果不是一些特定的关系，她不会到这儿来听我们讲中文的，戴着耳机翻译。
And we know we have American brothers here who, you know, if not for certain reasons, they wouldn't be sitting here. And so we here as it being in the majority, how do we think of ourselves?
所以爱心需要操练。
We need to practice loving one another.
所以要不要听布雷克给你讲的？我再念几个哈，他讲的非常好，说你操练怎么操练。
So how are we to practice loving one another.
让爱从你现在开始做起，不要等别人先做一步，即使你是敬虔中最小的一个人，也要行动起来。孩子的爱是甜美的。
That you are always the one who must take that first step. Don't wait for someone else. Even if you feel yourself as insignificant.
因为你的爱可以让大人的爱点燃。
Because your love can, though your
不要小视自己。
Don't look down on yourself just because you are young or you are a new believer.
第二，他说不要寻求爱的回报。
Second, don't look for your love to be repaid.
但如果真得到回报，你再把它给出去。
But if you were repaid, then don't let it end with you, but keep on pouring it out.
这次我回来的时候，经过 San Francisco, 看到我过去曾经接待过的一个在 Ohio State 读书的孩子。
When I passed by San Francisco on my way back from China.I visited someone who had been a student, a college student in Ohio.
他那时候还没有就在离开教会之前信主，可是他刚开始离开我们家的时候，并没有那个星期信主。但是我只给他说了一件事。
So, at the time he was living with us, he was not yet a Christian, but I remember I had said something to him.
我说呢，其实你不用感谢我们接待你这两个星期，但是如果你有将来有这样的机会接待其他的人。
He said, "You don't have to feel like you owe us anything for us letting you hosting you at our house, but if you really feel thankful, then do the same for someone else."
感谢主，他在斯坦福读他七年苦熬他的社会学博士的时候呢，在那里他是带领查经班，他现在还要在那里带查经班。
And so thank God that he was inspired to lead a Bible study from his.
这是他把领受的爱，如果领受了回报，你就再给别人。
And so that was how he used the love that he received to.Keep on spreading it out to other people.
Blake 提醒第四点，他说千万不要让别人的过犯和堕落阻挡你的爱心。
And don't let other people's fallenness stop you from loving them.
他说即使伟大的恩典也可能跟严重的败坏并存。
Because we know that great grace can exist among great sin.
他说当恩典的微弱和这个罪的同在的时候，他说多么真实啊！这就是现在的世界。
Because we know that grace is shown all the more in.Contrast with the sinfulness of the world.
但你也不知道这个人在过去他有多少挣扎来克服他的罪和他的恶。
And we don't know how other people live their lives, how maybe they're struggling with their sins.
他第五点很有意思，他说哈，即使你的面容、你的言语、你的行动，来形容你爱的时候，你当时你的心并没有跟着你走哈，但是你仍然可以去做这些事。
And he also encourages us.
因为我们都有挣扎，对不对
？To love one another, even if we don't necessarily feel like it.
他说：“你心中可能还没有到位，但是你真的行为可以先走。”
So even if your heart isn't in the right place, if you put out those motions.
但最后你发现你的心会跟着他走的。
But you know your
这个不是假冒为善，但是你按照上帝的诫命去做。
That this is not for you to be a hypocrite, but to live out the actions of love, even if you're not feeling it.
你看，我们教会激励我的好几件事，好，我稍微说一下。当翟丽他们家生第四胎的时候，多少人在半天之内散完了他的，很多人晚了就没法送饭了哈。不过今天还可以送，对不对？如果你是真的哈。
So something that really encouraged me was that when Jaili was having their fourth child, their family having their fourth child, the entire church.Rose up and they signed up so quick that there wasn't any there that everybody already
一个月的时间就
filled up a whole month's worth of meals and visitations for them.
同样，穆玛丽得癌症了，这是一个悲哀的事情，难过的事。
You know, our sister when it was discovered that she had cancer, that this was something that was very tragic and sad.
但是 Jennifer 组织大家怎么样去看她？
But our sister Jennifer stepped up and organized visitations for her.
然后我跟师母去看她的时候呢，我就觉得，其实不是我去关怀她，我就发现我被激励。
And when I went to visit with my wife, I felt that it really wasn't us doing her a favor, but I was built up.
在星期三祷告会的时候，我就跟大家分享，我说有的时候作为牧师探访一些人呢，哈，因为家中有纠纷啊或者有问题的时候，他是 drag you down， 就是你会把你的那个东西会。掏给他，对不对
？And something I was sharing in the Wednesday that you know as a counselor, a lot of times you when you try to help other people with their problems, you have to be careful to make sure they don't drag you down.
但是到穆瓦丽那里，我发现我被他激励。
But
他的喜乐不是装出来的。
But But when I went to visit our sister, I discovered that she encouraged me because she had true joy.
她那个东西很真实，说哎呀，我这个时间发现，或者我当时什么事情发生，她都来作为数算上帝的恩典。我感谢主，我现在在这里跟我的女儿可以近一点，如果还在印第安纳就比较麻烦。她从来不是说哎呀，我发现这个癌症太晚了。
And so she, everything that happened to her, she used it to praise God.
然后我真的是就是说，哎呦，我说要探访这样的人多，多过瘾呢、啊。
And I, you know, and so I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if everyone I visited was like her?
因为我探访他的时候，可能说，哎呀，这是例行公事，对不对？牧师就是要去看病人。
Because sometimes it's easy to fall into that habit of, well, of, I'm the pastor, of course I have to go.
第六，他怎么说？让你心中的光和恩典照在人前，即使这光如此的微弱。
That we are to how we love each other, we are to shine our light in front of other people.
因为你这样做不是为自己的荣耀，而是上帝的命令这样，让别人也有机会看见上帝的慈爱。
Because you're doing this so that other people can see God.
最后他说你祷告。
And then finally pray.
如果你缺乏爱，你借着祷告来激发你自己的。
But if you feel that you are weak, then give ask God for strength.
好，是的，我们要放下什么？神学正确。
So first, we are to set aside our correctness.
因为只有一位救主，只有一位上帝，而每一个被他所认识的人，就能够用什么爱心来造就人。
Because we know that there is only one God, and He knows us, He loves us.
我们接下来的十五分钟时间，我们来看我们这些人怎么样甘心在爱中放弃自己的自由和我们的权利。目的是为了那些良心和信心软弱的弟兄不受伤害，不被绊倒。
And then as we wrap up, let us look at how we are to set aside our rights, our privileges, so that we do not offend those who are weak.
真知识里是无惧怕，真自由是爱中造就人。
True knowledge knows that there is no fear in love, and true liberty builds up one another in love.
第七节说的，但不是所有人都有这等知识，知道一位真神，然后他已经掌管所有的。他如今这些人因为拜惯了偶像，所以以为吃的所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，就污秽了。
And Paul turns around and says, but not everyone knows that this that idols have no power over you. Not everyone knows that it's okay. They feel that when they eat the food offered to idols, that their conscience is offended.
换句话说，这个地方是讲他们犯罪了，这些弱知是犯罪了，所以是个重要的事。我刚刚说不是一个简单的事，因为导致他们犯罪。
And so in doing something that doesn't offend our conscience, we actually lead other people into sin.
敬拜偶拜偶像和在敬拜偶像中吃喝是有关系的，对不对？
We know that worship in worshiping false idols, a lot of times it is.That food and drink is
有的人点头，有人摇头，有的人好像没有什么反应。让我来给你一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在这个出民数记里头，二十五章还记得吗？埃及这个整个他们出埃及在旷野里走的时候，走了这个经过这个石亭。
So in the book of Numbers, we read about the travels of Israel.
那是亚摩人的地界。亚摩人的地界。
As they were in Numbers chapter 25.They were passing through the peoples of the Moabs.
他们到那个地方就跟这些女子行淫乱了。
And so they began to act in a very inappropriate manner.
就是这个身体的淫乱和吃和敬拜假神有什么关系呢？
So what does sex, food, and worshiping idols have to do with one another?
他说，因为这些女子叫百姓来，就跟他们一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭，就跪拜他们的神。
Because these people call themThey called the people forward so that they worshipped, they gave offerings to their gods and they ate of their offerings.
所以以色列最后就跟什么巴利来联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列发作，整个那一次的瘟疫死了多少人？24,000人。
And because of their actions, they brought a plague upon them so that there was 24,000People died.
正在摩西祷告的时候，竟然有一个人就是说带着一个亚摩的女，这个摩亚的女子回家，对不对？
That even as Moses was praying, somebody was taking up one of the Moabite women into his tent.
还记得瘟疫是怎么止住的吗？
And the plague was stopped.
是把犯罪的行为除掉了，对不对？是亚伦的孙子。
that one of the grandson of Aaron.
对，这个腓尼哈，对不对？一箭穿两个，挑了。
He killed those two offenders.
之后，瘟疫都禁止了。
And so the plague finally ended.
所以你看到这里的吃敬拜，然后最后产生的淫乱，是在旧约中是有的。
So we know that a wrong attitude towards food and sex is closely tied with.
这是个严重的事。
Idol worship, it's very serious.
在以色列历史上，先知不断地提到这样的事。
And this is something that was repeated over and over again in the Old Testament.
先知不断地说，不跟外邦人一同吃不洁净的食物，然后他们的身体的清洁，他们婚姻的洁净和他们拜偶像这些都连在一起的。
And we know that the Old Testament repeated, emphasized over and over again about eating, about physical cleanliness, because it was very closely tied with spiritual cleanliness.
非常好，所以呢，你看保罗这里，但是接下来有个问题，他第八节开始说了，其实食物不能让上帝看重我们，因为我们不吃也无损，吃也无益，好像就没事了，到底咋回事？发生了什么事？
But Paul says, but eating food does not will not cause God to look upon us with more or less favor.
还记得吗？这跟什么有关？跟耶稣基督死复活之后有关系。
We know that.
使徒行传记载了神在异象中向使徒彼得三次显现什么东西啊？
We know from the book of Acts how God especially appeared to Peter to explain to him that because of his death and resurrection, it's different now.
所以整个三次都是不洁净的食物，然后说他要可以吃。接下来为什么这样做？马上说他带他去格雷流家，一个外邦人向他传福音。
And we know Peter saw a vision of all the animals in all creation, and he was told to kill and eat. And he said, and he was told that the do not call unclean what God has made clean, because God wanted him to go into the house of a Gentile and pray and preach Christ to him.
换句话说，有一个大的改变，就是在耶稣基督受死复活之后，原来上帝用这种吃东西来把以色列跟外邦人分别为圣的方式，在耶稣基督受死复活之前有个改变，一切都被洁净了，这个门已经打开了。
So we know that the death and resurrection of Christ has opened a door that had once separated the Jews and the Gentiles.
过去的饮食法已经废除了，换句话说，在耶稣基督里，神已经开始呼召万族万民都个别的要透过耶稣基督来到上帝的面前与他和好。
So we know that through this, through the cleansing of Jesus Christ, that all peoples will be called before Him.
包括我们在座的还没有信主的人。
Including those of us sitting here who may not yet be believers.
换句话说，我们现在如果相信上帝的恩典和能力洁净的话，即使一些食物被献过，做了什么事情，做了法术，我们如果有信心，我们是什么，在不受良心责备的时候可以吃的。
And so,
对不对？
You know, on the matter of food offered to idols, if we have no problem with it in our conscience, then it's okay.
但是问题就是还有一些，我们既然是个大家庭，有一些人过不了这个坎儿。
But the it's not just a matter of our own conscience. It's that those in our family who still have an issue with this.
对，没有这样的信心，信心软弱。
They don't have the faith to eat it without a problem.
就以为吃的这些东西还是偶像敬拜，然后以至于他信心软弱，最后呢被玷污了，犯罪了，得罪神了。
So they feel that they're offending God if they're eating food in this way.
我给你个例子吧，比如说你今天吃不吃血的问题。
So let me give you an example.
回到南京，你最
are we to eat blood?
你回到南京，可能最爱吃的是什么？鸭血汤，对不对？因为南京人，好，没有哈，没关系。知道我在说什么。
So, you know, culturally translated.
突然你想起圣经上有教导。
Is it okay to eat, you know, rare to eat, you know, more rare meats?
所以旧约说血不能吃。
Because the Old Testament tells us we are not to eat blood.
旧约也有，新约也有一处说不能。
And
那你吃还是不吃啊
？So and even the New Testament says don't eat the blood of the animal.
One part, yeah.
So do you eat it then?
我跟你说，如果你心里真的相信上帝在耶稣基督里洁净了，没有健康的问题，你可以高高兴兴的吃鸭血汤。
So you know, it's fine if you truly believe that.
你要知道那个《使徒行传》是在讲什么时候的事，在救赎历史成就的时候。
Because we know that the eating of blood is a cultural issue. If you have no problem with it, then it's fine.
因为这个已经过去了，所以就像那个割礼的问题，给提摩太割一刀就割不割没关系，但是一定不给谁割，外邦人割，犹太人割一下没关系，已经是文化习俗了。
So you know, it's okay to follow or not follow the cultural conventions, but don't use that as a prerequisite for salvation.
但是你正好碰上温州来的弟兄。温州的教导是一致的，说人不能够吃血的。温州的教会整体都是这样，甭管是什么派的。
So what if you run into a brother who's from a church whose teaching is not eat blood?
如果十字架呢不是红色的，白色也不行的。
You know, what if your brother comes from a church who believes that the cross has to be a certain color?
所以如果这种情况，他们跟你一块来的时候，你吃不吃？
So if you're with a brother,
肯定不能吃，绝对不能吃。他们不能喝酒也不能，所以你一定不吃。如果你碰到浸信会的人说不能喝酒，那你就不要喝酒。别说，哎呀，你看你们这个教会多不自由，哈，咱们是多自由。
Or you know, another example, you know, the Baptists, they are generally teetotalers. They don't drink alcohol. So you know, do you offer your Baptist brother a glass of wine? No, of course not.
所以为了他们的缘故，不要绊倒他们，你就什么不吃。
So you are to withhold your privilege for their sake.
对于信心软弱的人，我要鼓励你们，真知识让我们内心不再惧怕，不再被邪灵或者被无知捆绑。
So if you are weak, let me encourage you that true love drives out all fear.
但是反过来，对我们这些有知识的人，了解真道的人。
But for those of you who know this.
你发现这件事情是蛮重要的了。你怎么样限制你自己？
It is very important for you to realize.
不止一处的地方谈到，在后面的第十章《哥林多前书》、《罗马书》十四章。
It says over and over again that you who think you know better than other people.
一段著名的经我们都会背的，因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、并和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
Because the kingdom of God does not concern with itself with eating and drinking, but with righteousness.
这背景是什么？
What is the background of that?
跟这个偶像敬拜的食物有关的。
It has to do.
吃与不吃有关的。
It has to do with the matter of food.
这是基督徒自由的范围，但是你如何使用自由
？So this is a matter which we have been given freedom, but how do we exercise that freedom?
什么是保罗的良心的原则呢
？So what is the?
注意听哈，记个笔记。
So the.
谢谢你们。
What does Paul say about this matter?
为了自己的良心，若有疑惑呢，一概不做才好。
That if you have doubt, then it is better to.
因为做了这个事情得罪上帝，你就不要做。
Because if you think it might offend God, then don't do it.
如果为了别人的软弱良心呢？如果我让我的弟兄跌倒得罪基督呢？一概不做。
And if you think what you do might offend someone else, then don't do it either.
对有知识的人说，你要什么？放弃你的自由的权利。
That you are to give up your freedom.
所以第九节提醒我，你们要谨慎，恐怕你们自由成了那些软弱人的绊脚石。
So you are to be careful, so that lest your freedom become a stumbling block.
第十节说，哦，你有知识的人，你是个牧师，是个长老，执事，竟然跑到庙里去了，去竞选到庙里去了。李登辉去过一次，整个台湾的教会震荡一把。哎，他不是有重生见证吗
？And so, we
知道这意思吧
？You know, if you're a politician, for example, you know, in Taiwan, if you want to make it big as a politician, you have to go into the temples of the false idols to show up and to show how in touch you are with the common people. But if you're a Christian politician, do you do that?
看到吗？那不是简单吃喝的问题，但是同样的问题。
It's the same issue.
这良心软弱，他一看你去，那我也去啊。总统都去了，我还不去啊
？So you know, if
牧师都去了。
If you think, well, if it's okay for the presidential candidate, if it's okay for the pastor, why is it not okay for me?
什么是真自由呢？
What is true freedom?
就是明白的人，明白可以吃不可以可以不吃的人呢，这就是自由人，有选择权，对不对？
The
可吃不可吃的人。
Freedom is the freedom to say no.
所以，但是不明白的弟兄他是没选择权的。
But those who are weaker in their conscience, they feel they don't have the choice.
你别鼓励他，你就吃吧，没事儿。
Don't say, oh, it's fine. Go ahead and eat it.
所以，如果一个人他认为基督徒不能坐这儿，不能看那，不能跳舞，不能喝酒，不能打扑克等等，这个正好是你们家的人，我们教会中的一员。
And you know, we have people in the church who feel that you know you shouldn't do certain things because it's not Christian.
你该怎么做呢
？How do you react?
当然是有选择权的人放弃，说我今天不打扑克，我今天不跳舞，今天不看电视，对不对
It's, of course, it's the people who feel that they have the freedom to do it. It's to give up their rights.
你没办法叫那个不自由的人违的良心去做事。
Because you shouldn't tell the one who feels like he has no choice to violate his own conscience.
不然的话就绊倒人。虽然这不是永久性的绊倒，你还没那么伟大，但是你真会绊倒人。
But you will cause people to stumble in that manner.
总之，真知识让我们内心不再惧怕。真自由是在爱中放弃权利。
So true love drives out all fear, and true freedom builds one another.
基督敬畏软弱者死了，得自由的人就干什么？在爱中舍己，这是另一个正确的行为。
Since Christ died for the sinner, then those of us who are free in Christ should follow His example.
想想放弃权利和放弃自由，生活对于一个生活在美国的中国人或者一个美国人有多大？
And that is a pretty big sacrifice for those of us who live in the States.
你必须换位思考。你想你是个德国人，你是个英国人，跑到美国来说。
So you know, put yourselves in the shoes of someone else who doesn't have those freedoms.
进到超市，进到mall里，发现什么东西那么多的选择，那么多的品牌，跟奥迪很不一样。奥迪就有两三个品牌，那是德国店。
And you know, we see we have a glut of choice here in the United States.
所以你都发现一个事实，就是选项太多了。美国太自由了。
And we indeed are very free here.
所以自由对我们来说是个空气，整天它呼来呼去的。
That we almost take it for granted.
我们从小都会背"生命真可贵，爱情价真高，若为自由故，什么两者皆可抛"，对不对？中国人都会背啊。
That you know we know all those flighty speeches about how great freedom is.
但圣经说你需要在爱中舍己，放弃自己的自由和选择，你愿意吗？或者说你能吗？
Are you willing? Are you able to give up of yourself because of love?
请听第十一节，他说：“基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就在因你的知识沦落了。你这样得罪的弟兄，伤了他们软弱良心，就是得罪基督。基督也为软弱的人死了。”
Because we know that if we offend the least of these brothers in Christ, we are offending Christ.
保罗为什么能够说我为了他们缘故，我以后就不吃肉
？Why is Paul saying?If eating would offend these brothers, I would rather not eat.
他突然把话题一转，转到这种超然的基督也为那个软弱的弟兄而死。
He turned his gaze to Jesus. He said that Christ died for these weak people.
这是我们能力的地方。
That is the source of our strength.
如果我们的长兄耶稣基督不自由的要他的自由，不上十字架，不喝那苦杯。
Because we know that Jesus was well within his rights.To say, I don't want to go to the cross. I don't want to take this bitter cup.
请你数一数他的自由放弃了多少。
We know he gave up many of his.
你三天三夜数完，就是你数完了还是地上的。
And then he, you know, it would take you a lifetime.
耶稣也说，我跟你们说地上的事都不明白，我要说天上的事，你更不知道咋回事。
And we know that there is a great mystery in heaven of.
什么叫永恒中的特权？我们没办法明白。
We don't understand. We really can't comprehend.
上帝成为人就很委屈了。
The even you know for God to become a man, what a great sacrifice that was.
但是他甘愿顺服到一个地步，被绑着，失去所有的自由，上了哥哥他，被钉在十字架上，他死了，为软弱的弟兄死了。
He gave up all of his freedoms. He was willingly bound and led to the cross, where he died on the cross.
其实基督的死表明一件事。
So the death of Christ tells us this.
你不行，我不行。
That none of us can do it by our own merit.
我没有办法爱那些软弱的人。
We don't have the power to love.
我们都爱那些跟我们跑的一样的、想的一样的人。
We like those who are like us ourselves.
基督在十字架面前的时候，是一个真正有自由的人。
But Jesus, who gave up all of his rights.
但是他甘心情愿放弃这个他的权利。
He was willing to sacrifice it all.
好让我们这些没有权利的人，在罪和死亡中笼罩的人，可以活过来，重新有能力。
So that those of us who are dead in our sins can live again.
有了真正的自由。
And so that we have true freedom.
我们心中的自我中心开始死了。
That our self-centeredness can die.
这个外面的反应，如果跟我们内心的反应一致的话，就是一个舍己背十字架的道路。
And so if we can live out that.
真自由的人是愿意甘心情愿放弃自己的选择权，好像没有选择权一样。
Those who really have true freedom.Have the freedom to give up their freedom.
请问你愿意饶恕那些得罪你的弟兄姐妹、你的父亲、你的母亲、你的丈夫、你的妻子吗
？Are you willing to forgive those who offend you?
你会抓着你的权利不放吗
Or are you going to insist on your rights?
你会放弃一些人生的舒适，看望和辅助一些需要的人吗？
Are you willing to give up some of the comforts of life to help those who are in need?
如果你心里常有这样的感动，你愿意尽心尽力爱上帝爱人的话，你愿意放弃更多的自由来行动吗？
Are you willing to give up your rights so that you can love others more?
如果上帝在这个教会里呼召你全职的侍奉，
If God calls you to serve with full time,
你愿意更多的放弃这种自由回应他吗？
Would you be willing to respond to that call?
如果你在基督里，你已经自由了。
Since you are free in Christ,
上帝在基督里给了你放弃你自己自由的能力，来跟随他的脚踪心。
And God has called you to follow in His footsteps.
说到底，真知识就是认识耶稣基督并他的死。
Because true knowledge is to know Christ and His death.
好，我们今天能够真正的来效法他，并且跟随他的死。
So that we can follow in His footsteps.
我们爱护软弱者。
We can love those who are weak.
因为基督为软弱的人死了。
Because Jesus died for us who are weak.
为心慢的人死了。
He died for those who.
为脑慢的人死了。
Who hated him.
好，让我们这些所谓的聪明的人，因为上帝给我们格外的一点恩典怜悯，我们先走一步的人，愿意等他们，爱护他们，鼓励他们，
so that
跟他们同负一轭。
So that we can bear the same burden as those who maybe have fallen behind.
放下你的神学正确。
So that I ask you then.
爱惜你的弟兄姐妹。
To love your brothers and sisters.
放弃你的自由权利。
To give up of your knowledge and to give up of your liberty.
免得你绊倒其他的弱者。
So that you do not cause others to fall.
我看过一个十字架的漫画。
I remember reading a comic.
前面都画得很好。
It was all very well done.
他讲的每一个人都背自己的十字架来跟随主。
That everyone had, you know, was bearing their cross to follow Jesus.
每个人的十字架不一样，那个漫画上画的每个人十字架一样长。
And so, everyone had a different cross.
然后呢，突然有一个人他说：“哎呀，如果我把这个十字架锯短一点，我将来就背得容易一点，不那么沉。”
So.
或者加个轮子。
So some guy thought to himself, "Hey, if I added some wheels, or if I." Sawed off a little bit at the end, it wouldn't be so hard to bear.
啊，但是有一天呢，他终于到了这个人生的尽头，发现每一个人都应靠他那个十字架能够穿越一个阴间，穿越死亡，从黑暗到光明走过去了。
And at the end of his life, he discovered how every man was able to pass through the darkest point of his life and enter into eternal life.
他突然发现他那个十字架短了一点，他用他的自由滥用了一下，把十字架搞短了，接不过去了。
And so, because he took the shortcut, he couldn't make it.
当然，我们不能对这个漫画有太多的评论，因为它只是反映一个神学问题。
Of course, you know, theologically, that might be a little bit questionable, but we don't need to nitpick about it.
但是我这里的要点是什么？
What the point I'm trying to make is?
使我们能够过去跨过深渊的是谁的十字架？
Who is?
难道是罗宇、洪军、陈彪、潘旭光的吗？
Who is it that lets us truly be able to cross over the gap?
因为他的错误。整个让我们能过去的是耶稣基督爱那个软弱的弟兄，好让我们今天在他的能力中间同样背他的十字架来跟随他。阿们。当然他也有他的要点，就是说我们不要轻易的把自己的责任权利放了，我们的正信要带出我们的什么正情和正行。愿上帝赐福在我们当中，我们一同祷告。
let God bless us so that not only do we have the right knowledge but we have the right passions and the right actions as well.
主，我们爱你，因为你先爱了。
Lord, we can love because you first loved us.
从你最深的爱里面来拥抱我们。
And you have embraced us.
好让我们在活在这个末后时代的时候。
So that when we live in these last days.
思你所想的事。
That we can think your thoughts.
行你所要我们做的事。
And do the things you want us to do.
让你的名得到荣耀。
So that your name is glorified.
我们特别为在 San Francisco 昨天这个受难的这些。家人和弟兄姐妹、朋友们、不同种族的人来祷告。
We pray for those in yesterday's tragedy.
求主你施恩。
We ask that you give your grace.
借着这样灾难来带人归向你。
That you lead people to you through this tragedy.
让人们知道，人拯救不是靠马大力大。
That so that they know that salvation comes not from might.
而是靠着耶稣基督的死和复活。
But the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus.
感谢恩主帮助我们在爱中扶助软弱者。
We thank Christ Jesus that he lifts up the weak.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.